The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story. Police on the lookout in Chicago for the person responsible for a home invasion and sexual assault early this morning on the city's north side. More now from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
Investigators say a male entered the residence on Bell Avenue near Granville Avenue in the Westridge neighborhood through a back door and sexually assaulted someone who had been sleeping. Police say the offender implied there were other people with him before he took items from the home and fled. Investigators say he's about 5 feet 10 inches tall with tattoos on his face. Area 3 detectives are investigating. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now to Northwest Indiana, where the all clear is given after a gas leak at the BP refinery in Whiting. It caused an odor in the Chicago area even. CBS News Chicago reports the refinery experienced a release from a pipeline that transports material within its tank field. Crews responded and identified the leak, which has since stopped. Meantime, Chicago police say a teenager shot a man who reportedly was assaulting a woman last night in a West Side home.
A 45-year-old man was reportedly assaulting a 40-year-old woman inside a Humboldt Park home when a 16-year-old boy pulled the trigger. It was just before 9 p.m. southeast of Chicago Avenue in Pulaski. Police say the bullet went into the lower back of the man, who was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The boy quickly fled the scene while police stated that the woman declined medical treatment. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And the holidays can be especially difficult for those who have family members in prison.
A report from Washington University several years ago said nearly half of all young American adults age 18 to 49 have an immediate family member who has been imprisoned. Jennifer Volen-Katz is executive director of the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog group based in Chicago. She says this is a good time of year to have compassion for those behind bars.
People don't want to be in prison, right? People find themselves in prison for all sorts of different reasons. But the vast majority of people that I talk to inside the facilities want very much to leave and to do better and to stay out of prison. And the more we can do to help them do that, the more we all benefit.
There are currently about 30,000 people behind bars in the Illinois Department of Corrections. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
In Waukegan, charges now filed after a Christmas Eve crash into a home that killed a 22-year-old passenger. Police say the driver of the car was drunk at the time. They identified the driver as 31-year-old Marcus Corona Vargas. No one was inside at the home at the time of the crash. An investigation goes on after one person is killed, 5 others wounded after a shooting yesterday at a home in Indiana.
Family and friends were celebrating Christmas, according to police, when someone in the home started shooting. A woman was killed, a man critically injured. 4 others showed up at 2 hospitals with gunshot wounds. Police say they arrested a person of interest. Officer Tommy Thompson spoke to CBS 4 Indianapolis.
Family gathering, friends, just devastating. A disturbance within the residence, again, holidays,
I don't know what the details are. Detectives will continue to work on that.
He said there were four children in the home at the time. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Still no idea how a body found in a wheel compartment of a jet from Chicago to Hawaii this week.
Flight 202 left O'Hare Christmas Eve. United officials said in a statement when the plane landed at Maui's airport, a body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears. United says the wheel well was only accessible from outside of the Boeing 787-10 aircraft. Airline officials say they're working with law enforcement to determine how or when the person accessed the wheel well. Varun Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score with Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon, and thank you. Thursday night football tonight on the lakefront. The Bears hosting Seattle, and the Seahawks need a win to keep in contention in the NFC West. They're a game behind the Rams, while the Bears are just trying to right the ship. They're losers of nine straight and certainly feeling demoralized. But as Jalen Johnson told 670 The Score earlier this week, they are not giving up.
So I feel like that's the hard part when you invest so much and then you continue to fall short week after week after week after week after week. That part is definitely draining emotionally. But, I mean, nobody has lost focus or lost effort when it comes to playing these games.
And despite the 4-11 season with a good final two games, Caleb Williams possibly will claim the Bears' single-season passing record. That's right. He needs to average 284 yards over the last two games to catch Eric Kramer's 3,838 yards, which was back in 1995. The Bulls look like they might have turned a corner after winning three straight last week, but they have since lost two straight heading into tonight's game in Atlanta. You can listen to the game over on 670 The Score starting at 6:30. The Bulls 13-17 tied for last in the Central. College football, there are three bowl games today. One in progress, Toledo with a 20-12 lead over Pittsburgh in the Game Above Sports Bowl. Later this afternoon, the Rates Bowl, Kansas State and Rutgers. And then tonight, the 68 Ventures Bowl, Arkansas State taking on Bowling Green. The Blackhawks are at Buffalo tomorrow. They have lost two straight after winning three in a row. The Red Wings have fired coach Derek Lalonde, replacing him with Todd McClellan. And some NFL notes from yesterday and then this morning. Teddy Bridgewater has come out of his brief retirement. He's signing back with Detroit, backup quarterback Jared Goff. And yesterday, if you watched, you saw it, Lamar Jackson breaking Michael Vick's career record for rushing yards by a quarterback yesterday. Lamar has a remarkable 6,110 career rushing yards. He's the likely league MVP this year. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9
Well, there's a lot of cool high-tech toys kids can get for Christmas nowadays, but the old-school ones are still pretty popular. John Paparella is the master model builder for Legoland Discovery Center Chicago at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. He tells WBBM there is no wrong way to enjoy any new toy, especially Legos.
In my mind, it has always started as you get a set and you can build it with the instructions, but there's going to come a point you're going to take a look at it and you're going, I can do something else with that. I can get creative with that. So I'll never tell anyone that you're doing it wrong if you're only building with the instructions. That is the doorway to lead people onto their next adventure, into their next building experience.
Paparella has worked with Lego for 10 years. As of 2024, more than 1.1 trillion Lego pieces have been produced. That's enough for every man, woman, child, and grandparent to have an average of 140 pieces each, and that's probably half of it is in my family. Well, Chicago's Newberry Library makes a rare find.
A 16th century manuscript has been in the Newberry's collection for more than 100 years, but it wasn't until recently the Library of Congress confirmed the book was printed on Magee paper.
Really, it was a microscopic analysis of fibers that determined that it was really quite different.
Astrida Orley Tantalo, president and librarian of the Newberry Library, says the agave paper from Mexico's rare. There were only 10 sheets known to exist in the world, and the Newberry book has 49 pages.
This was a paper that was then used by a priest to record sermons, that this is also then tells us history about trade during the colonial time, and just expands our knowledge.
Like almost all artifacts at the Newberry, the manuscript is available for public viewing. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, we begin this half hour with the start of an annual celebration of African-American culture. WBBM's Terry Keschner has details.
It's a day after Christmas tradition at Malcolm X College on the Near West Side, the kickoff of Kwanzaa, a week-long celebration of African culture associated with one of seven specific principles like unity, self-determination, and faith. Barbara Moschino is the dean of Malcolm X College's West Campus.
The day after Christmas can be a little, you know, tiring and people want to rest up. But we invite you to come out and put some of that energy into, you know, shopping with our vendors. We have a lot of small businesses here that really need your support. So we invite you to come out and celebrate Kwanzaa with them and the rest of us.
So some lucky kids get presents for Christmas and Kwanzaa.
Absolutely. And we actually have children reading circles here, too. So they can come out, pick a book, pick it up and read it or have someone read it to them with them.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois lawmakers considering a bill that would make it easier for kids in foster care to live with family members. The ACLU of Illinois says about 10,000 children in the custody of the state's Department of Children and Family Services are placed with relatives. The state Senate has passed a bill that would make it easier for those family members to get licensed as foster parents. That would give those relatives financial help to care for the kids. Governor Pritzker says he backs the bill.
Support for relatives who have not received the same kind of support that foster parents do, for example. I'm talking about monetary support. I think is a very important component of, you know, dealing with the amount of time that a child spends in custody of DCFS. We want to make sure they get back into a home environment as fast as humanly possible.
If the Illinois House doesn't pass the bill before the new General Assembly is sworn in early next month, the legislation would expire and a new bill would have to be proposed. A Chicago woman is facing charges after reportedly striking a police officer with a car in Northwest Indiana over the weekend.
Police say an officer working extra duty at a Sherrillville bowling alley confronted a group playing what management said was loud, inappropriate music from their Bluetooth speaker. After most left, 28-year-old Christina Taylor Lord allegedly struck the officer with her car during a confrontation outside. The officer sustained minor injuries and was treated at the scene. Additional arrests are pending. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.